Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Matthew 11, the verses 20 to 26. Matthew 11, 20 to 26. Then Jesus began to denounce the towns in which most of his miracles had been performed because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted to the heavens? No, you will go down to Hades. For if the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, it would have remained to this day. But I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. At that time Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned, and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. My theme for reflection is the invitation to find rest. The passage I've just read to you invites us to ponder the exclusivity of the revelation of God through Jesus Christ and the profound implications it has on our spiritual journey. In the towns of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum, Jesus Christ performed mighty works and preached the message of the kingdom. Yet the people failed to repent, missing the significance of these miracles. Jesus denounces them, contrasting their unbelief with the hypothetical response of Tyre, Sidon, and Sodom if they had witnessed such miracles. The rejection of clear revelation brings forth a stern warning of impending doom. In a world with diverse beliefs, the exclusivity of Jesus' claim as the sole revealer of the Father may seem challenging. However, this passage urges us to grapple with this exclusivity. If Jesus indeed reveals the Father, then rejecting him implies a profound misunderstanding of the one true God. In our pluralistic society, this challenges us to carefully examine our beliefs about Jesus Christ. My dear friends, this passage underscores the necessity of repentance and faith. The people's failure to repent emphasizes a spiritual truth. The self-righteous are often resistant to acknowledging their need for repentance. The warning of impending doom indicates degrees of judgment based on the level of revelation received, highlighting the fairness of divine judgment. I think it was John Piper who once commented that the fundamental issue in religion for the world is what to think about Jesus Christ. There are two questions for reflection. One, how does the exclusivity of Jesus as the revealer of the Father challenge or affirm your understanding of God in a world with diverse religious beliefs? Number two, in what areas of your life might self-righteousness hinder genuine repentance and the acceptance of Jesus' revelation. Gracious Father, we come before you acknowledging Jesus Christ as the ultimate revelation of your nature. Help us wrestle with the exclusivity of this truth, seeking understanding and wisdom. May we humbly repent of any self-righteousness, accepting the invitation to find rest in Christ alone. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.